All right, you're listening to the next to last broadcast of the Radiotis Radio Tees. This song is a song that comes up on my iTunes as 0?% And I have no idea where it came from, but I know it's Korean in origin, as only the best things are. We're going to take you across many spans of lifetimes and breeds and makes and models tonight. So we're going to start you out with the regular version of this. I like to call it Wea Polo.
Wea Polo, Wea Polo, 돌아서서 가는 사람 Wea Polo, Wea Polo, 돌아질 땐 무정하더니 왜 자꾸 마음 설레게 해 아니 안 되지 들어서는 안 되지 아니 안 되지 돌아보면 안 되지 한 번쯤 불러주는 그 목소리에 다 안 되지 안 돌려 안 돌려 마음 없이 부르는 소리는 안 들려 안 돌려 아무리 소리쳐 불러도 이제 다시는 나 가던 발걸음 멈춰선 안 되지 애절하게 부르는 소리에 자꾸만 약해지는 나의 마음을 이대로 돌이켜선 안 되지 왜 불러 왜 불러 돌아서서 가는 사람 왜 불러 돌아질 땐 무정하더니 자꾸 불러 설레게
A portrayal of betrayal. It's striking and operatic and theatric, and you really get your point across to your lover if you speak to her or him in that way, don't you? I was thinking about the changing of the seasons here in New York City, and I was thinking how fall is best complemented by jazz and certain types of jazz and certain types of movements seem to fall with the leaves quite well. So we're going to listen to a lady by the name of Abby Lincoln here, so just right in the pocket with this song called Nata's Playmate.
Well, I found me a sly playmate when I always came around when I needed it, especially
you just gotta love that echo in the voice. It, having two voices of yourself singing one right reflection of the other. Playing tag with your shadow. Abby Lincoln was married to Max Roach, one of the handsomest jazz drummers ever. And she was well connected with that civil rights movement of the 60s. So props to her. She just passed away on August of this year. And she is deeply missed by the jazz and music listening culture at large. Abby Lincoln. It's ladies' night here on the Radio Tees. So we are going to take a puddle jumper over to the Ile-de-France and visit with Francois Hardy, my favorite astrologer slash musician. For this one, this is Ce Petit Coeur.
Qui ne bat que pour lui. À peine si ce petit cœur s'étonne, ta voix peut changer ma vie. Ce petit cœur ennuyeux monotone, qui ne sait rien faire que pleurer sur lui. Tout juste si ce petit cœur frissonne lorsque le mien lui sourit.
Got a little bit of that sweet spot Beatles coming around, a little the Hard Day's Night, Help, Rubber Soul sound. Francois Hardy seriously was an astrologer. I don't know where and I don't know when, but she called it as she saw it right there and then. Well, I got my passport out, so I'm gonna stay in Europe for another couple of minutes, and we're gonna go to Danish land, as I like to affectionately refer to Denmark, for this band called Njags. The spelling is G-N-A-G-S off their album Pavej. This is Do Der Dig.
Thank you. sin dør og forgår kræfterne, som du lagde i skabte dig. Nu er du forbi.
Nags, G-N-A-G-S with Duder Dig. I totally missed that one. I went out and got a beer. How did it sound? I need something to pep me up on these lonely nights I spend alone. Something upbeat, something that's going to make me jump out of my seat and go nuts for a little while. Something to make me forget, something to make me remember, something to do all of it at once. It's a stone groove. So when I get that feeling, I reach into the record pile and I pick out the disco. But I ain't gonna play you no Tula horn that doesn't get you right where you need it, so don't be afraid of the dreaded D word. Well, it's gonna be alright, we're coming on, we're gonna get right back to where we started from.
We'll be right back.
I just got about 60 reps in. I don't know about you. That was Maxine Nightingale with Get Right Back to Where We Started From. Disco hit. Disco classic. I once took the birthday angle with that song in the back of a truck in New Jersey. And would you believe it? It woke me up. Had to pay the toll. Many people get Maxine Nightingale confused with Minnie Riperton, but here is a helpful hint. You have to check the late 70s, early 80s hairstyles. Maxine went Jerry Curl. Speaking of Jerry's, we're listening to Jerry Lewis in the background. His famous typewriter scene from Who's Mining the Store. Type in a Jerry Lewis typewriter into your YouTuber and it'll pop up. That's how I found it. We're going to move into the classical hour of the Radio Tees with a little Fred Chops. Frederick Chopin coming in with 280 words per minute on the piano typewriter with Prelude in G-flat. F-chop. That was actually the etude in G-flat. I got an angry call from a person very rudely scolding me for confusing my etudes and my preludes, and I apologize for that. The etude in G-flat, doesn't it sound like a diamond shining from every possible angle at once? We're going to take a smoke sesh now with Chris Christopherson, one of my favorite smoky voiced troubadours. This is Darby's Castle.
See the ruin on the hill where the smoke is hanging still, like an echo of an age long forgotten. There's a story of a home crushed beneath those blackened stones, and the roof that fell before the beams were rotten. Cecil Darby loved his wife, and he labored all his life to provide her with material possessions. And he built for her a home of the finest wood and stone, and the building soon became his sole obsession. Oh, it took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette was seen for miles around. And the gables reached as high as the eagles in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground, though they shared a common bed, there was precious little said in the moments that were set aside for sleeping. For his busy dreams were filled with the rooms he'd yet to build, And he never heard young Ellen Darby weeping. Then one night he heard a sound as he laid his pencil down, and he traced it to her door and turned the handle. And the pale light of the moon through the window of the room split the shadows where two bodies lay entangled. Oh, it took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette was seen for miles around, and the gables reached as high as the eagles in the sky. But it only took one night to bring it down, when Darby's castle tumbled to the ground.
It took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette was seen from miles around. Kris Kristofferson with Darby's Castle. One of my mom's favorite singers for his handsome good looks, Kris Kristofferson. You're in the middle of another hour-long commercial-free rock block here on the Radio Tees, so we're going to keep this Camaro rolling straight on at 80 miles per hour with one of my favorite And the Bands. This is Derek and the Dominoes with Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spent all my money, I just did not care. Took all my friends out for a good time, bought bootleg whiskey. Lost all my good friends, I did not have nowhere to go. If I get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hang on to it till that eagle grins. Yeah. No.
Derek and the Dominoes from their multi-platinum smash Layla and other assorted love songs that was Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. I love that starchy electric guitar sound that he has there. It sounds like a baked potato right out of the oven, hot to the touch. I think they were probably playing through old Fender Tweed Champs there to get that crunchy, crunchy sound back there in the 70s before they had all the hoodoos and the pedals and all the computer programs that will get that sound for you. I definitely recommend doing an internet search and putting in Derek and the Dominoes, Johnny Cash Show, and you'll see a very sweet performance of Chuck Willis's It's Too Late. Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out is also a cover. It's a blues standard written in 1923 by Jimmy Cox. Well, we're almost out of time here on the Radio Tease, but as I like to do every week, I want to send you away with something kind of motivational, something to keep your head up. So this is Argent with their epic, timeless, classic, Hold Your Head Up.
Thank you.
Argent, Hold Your Head Up. That's going to do it for us this week. Conservative Talk Block is up next, so do enjoy that, and we'll see you soon.